This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Bradley Dean's going to join me after the break. Bradley's the host of a show called the Sons of Liberty Radio / Sons of Liberty Media.com. You find him all up there, and you learn all about him. Bradley comes at things from a very biblical perspective. He doesn't look at it. If you saw him walking down the street, you wouldn't think so at all. But he comes at things from a very biblical perspective. I'm tired of people telling me, you know, I can't vote for this, and I can't vote for that, and this was not godly, and that was not godly, and we need a Ted Cruz, and we need it, you know, choke me with all your garbage, please. Because that's all you're doing. And for all you Christians out there that keep talking about how we're not supposed to judge, or we're not supposed to this, or we're not supposed to that, boy, aren't you doing a little judgment there yourself? Huh? I'm just asking. Yeah, that's all. Just curious. Come on, go away. Now, an elementary school had to cancel. I mean, these kids were out of control. They had to cancel a mock election after students chant, "Trump, Trump, Trump." Seriously. Couldn't have any of that now, could we? Because that's not how real people act. Except if you're on the left when you get older. I guess when you're younger, they don't let you do it. New York Elementary School is teaching students a lesson about free speech by canceling its mock presidential election after some students chanted Trump. And others raised issues about minorities. Jericho Elementary School principal Glenn Rogers told a news source that he decided to cancel the mock presidential election and instead have students vote on their favorite school lunch because it's kind of the same. Well, I mean, nah, never mind. I could go there, but it's still early. Because students engaged in heated discussion about the election and negative rhetoric about minorities. Teachers have said that they've heard some of the kids in the cafeteria chanting Trump, 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 or saying they don't want Muslims here, Rogers said. Right, because this couldn't be a teaching moment by any stretch of the imagination. Just think, they're educating your children. I mean, kids often repeat what they hear on TV or the news, but it doesn't mean it's okay, he said. We have a diverse community here. We want all our students to feel valued. Rogers said the decision boiled down to preventing minority students from feeling uncomfortable. Boy, a perfect time for them to speak up. Perfect time for those kids, the younger kids, who hear that, for a teacher to say, "What do you mean we don't want Muslims here? What do you mean by that? And why don't you want Muslims here? You know, what? My God, I'm not even an educated person. And I can figure this one out." Several students spoke with a news source about the situation for a video posted to Twitter. People were getting angry because some people like Trump and some people like Clinton, a young pigtail girl in braces said, "There's a lot of arguments going on, and I don't like that." Well, listen, little darling. I'm sure you've never heard your parents argue, or an aunt or uncle, or maybe two adults in a hallway, or some. I'm sure you've never heard or seen anything that makes you uncomfortable, right? I'm sure. No doubt in my mind. Just nuts. again, people were getting angry. You know, people were fighting about who to vote for. A Hispanic boy said at least one student seemed upset about the canceled presidential election. Adults get to do it, so why can't we? This from a minority student. Why not? He's exactly right. Why not? The PC culture strikes again. We've been writing about this for a long time. Is this stupid or what? We have to shield snowflakes from real-world issues? They're going to face this stuff anyway. Participation, medals for all. Regardless, school officials are moving forward with the favorite lunch election to get them excited about the election day. See, what I would do is before the voting started, I'd run in and I would do like the tuna sandwiches Trump. Right? What do you think? Right? And the ketchup, I don't know, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches Clinton. That's what we'll do. How's that? And you give him like a wink and a nod. You really know what you mean. We still thought it was important, said school officials, to do something with the voting and showing democracy in action. Is he an idiot? Come on, everybody raise your hand, right? He's an idiot, isn't he? How do you show democracy in action when you're not willing to allow the kids to live democracy? They wanted a presidential election, uncomfortable or not. You're never going to have, never, 100 years from today, you're still going to have elections that aren't comfortable. And I'll tell you how to fix this. It's not that hard. For your parents who see this as an affront to your kids' freedom and democracy as a whole, yeah, vote out the school board. Change them out. They've been wearing, like underwear you've worn for 2 weeks. Time to go. Yeah, I'm used underwear because they're pretty stinky if they can't let this. If they didn't jump on this and fix this, there's something wrong. The election is better explored in the classroom, he said, where teachers can lead and guide discussions rather than in the cafeteria among students. Well, then let the election go on. The best thing to do would be to allow, you know, what do you want to call them? Surrogates to speak on behalf of each one. Talk it out in class, and then let them go to the cafeteria and vote. Don't you think that would make all the sense in the world? Huh? One thing we're really trying to teach the students is differences between opinions and facts. No, you're not. You squelched it. How are you showing them differences when you won't allow differences to be spoken? I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't grasp the English language that well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back with Bradley Dean right after this. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Natives are definitely restless. This thing needs to be over. I'm senior host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I want to hop right to it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Bradley Dean joins me. We're going to talk about this election from a biblical perspective. What do you think? You think we ought to do that? Yeah, I think we do. My next guest, I don't have him on enough, and I so much enjoy when he's on with me. And matter of fact, I guest host his show from time to time. Love his audience. Love what I'm able to do with his audience. Because you bunch of heathens, you know, you don't pay attention sometimes. I get emails from you 3 days later about something I said. Come on, stay with the program. Anyway, Bradley Dean joins me from the Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley, always blessed when you're on with me.
I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you for your trust by having me on your radio show.
Always fun. All right, so, you know, let's get down to it. There's a couple of things going on in the Christian world, and I've been beating up on our Christian brothers and sisters, in love, as they say, but still beating up on them anyhow. I am so tired of them saying, I'm praying. You are 5 days away. Can you imagine if the Jews, you know, stood by the river and prayed till it parted? Right? I mean, what are you waiting for? I mean, shouldn't we be getting off our knees and moving?
The Gergeshites. I'm just praying about the enemies of God. I mean, that's all I guess I'm supposed to do. Which is so unscriptural, it sickens me to the very core. But they've been hiding behind that excuse for a long, long time. And we know that there are far and few between that are actually standing in the gap, that are actually showing the world their faith by their works.
But let's clear up something for our Christian friends that I think they have forgotten. When I got saved, the next morning, I became a perfect person. I did nothing wrong from that point on, right? Didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm still perfect.
You know, they're all...
And I'm still being perfected, though. And I think that's what we need to keep our eye on, Joe, is the fact that we are being perfected day by day. As a matter of fact, it was Charles Spurgeon that rightly said, they called him the Prince of Preachers. He said, pray for more grace to keep God's commandments better. Yeah. But what we do in America is we try to find excuses, and then we use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, which is unscriptural. Real grace, we're saved by grace through faith, not to sin, but to walk in holiness, righteousness, and goodness, which is the fruit of Jesus Christ, out of gratitude for what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us.
You know, I want our brothers and sisters to understand something, and I'm not sticking up for the man, but I'm making an observation. If Trump recently got saved, if he truly recently accepted Jesus Christ, I'm actually sickened by our brothers and sisters going, well, he doesn't show it. Well, I mean, sweet Jesus, I don't know who he has around him. I know he has a couple of pastors around him. None of us changed overnight. And I think it's wrong, whether you like him or don't like him, I think it's wrong to do this to him. What do you say?
Well, I'm kind of unclear as to what you're saying, but I do want to say that Scripture does tell us that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, and we know men by their fruits. And the first prerequisite given unto us was by Jesus Christ himself through the commandments given unto us by the Holy Ghost, Acts 1, is to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so if we're not seeing the fruits of repentance, well, then we're to judge that man by his fruits and by nothing else.
Right. But for clarity, what I was saying is these people are looking at him. Again, I don't know, as you said, you know, I don't know how you worked out your salvation. It took me a while to get rid of the old man nature, if you would, you know, really understand it. I had to walk the walk. I had to walk with Christ. I had to make him my Savior for real. You know, here you've got a man in the middle of presidential. And again, I want to be clear. I'm not making excuses for him. But I'm irritated at some of our Christian brothers and sisters who right now are saying he shows no signs of salvation. And I don't think they have a right to say that yet. It takes you more than 24 hours to work it out, or it did for me. Anyway.
Yeah, and I totally agree with what you're saying. The greatest miracle God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, make him holy, and put him back into that unholy situation. I think that people need to understand that we do know, when I got saved, all things old have passed away, all things have become new. I'm still in the process of renewing because it's a work of the Holy Ghost. It's a regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And I think people fail to understand the process of the Holy Ghost. I mean, David prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me. It wasn't like he just said it once and went and did what he wanted to do, but he also understood the price paid on the behalf, the sacrifice given for his redemption, so he dared not violate God's moral law, per se. You can read that in Romans 7:7, because Paul said, I do those things that I don't want to do, and the things that I do want to do, I don't do. But he was asking for more grace to fight against his reprobate sin within him, because his new man, which was an incorruptible seed, was fighting against that old man, and he gave way to the new man, not the old man.
Yeah, and I want again.
Confuse it, but I am giving you scripture.
I don't have any problem with that, and I want our brothers and sisters to stop. It's almost like they step off the curb looking to condemn instead of stopping. Okay, Father, what am I looking for here? What do you want me to do? Tell me the direction. I can't do that, man, because, you know, he still looks like a heathen or something. I don't get them. And then
let me ask you this, Joe, and just kind of interject to what you're talking about right now. Do you know that if you go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier up at Arlington Cemetery, do you know that if you talk out of turn or you chew gum, do you know that that tomb guard will stop and reprove you in front of everybody because you will not violate the sacrifice given, namely what they are guarding, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? How much more for the Christian man or the woman? I mean, I guard that tomb in many ways in my own personal life. Remember, David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." He fought against himself, putting himself down as he grew in grace and in the knowledge of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think the likes of a Donald Trump or anybody else that's professed their Christianity, yes, give them time, but I think that you're going to see a quick response.
I agree.
As far as the growth of grace in their life in one way or another. When I first got saved, a lot of stuff fell off of me right away through godly repentance because I was truly sorry for what I did by violating God's moral law, which drove me to the foot of the cross. And that's found in Acts 20, verse 21. But I don't think it needs to be elongated to the point where we never see the fruit neither. So
agreed.
I think it's give people time a little bit. I get what you're saying. But I also believe, on the other hand, I'll tell you what, I hate now what I used to love before I got saved.
I agree with everything you say. The only thing I'd say to you, I go back to who's teaching him. When you look at who's feeding him the word, who's teaching him, who's helping him with his walk, I don't know. I'm not saying nobody is. I'm just saying I don't know. And that's why we should be praying for God to bring godly men to him to show him what the true love of Christ is about, what the word says about what he's doing and how he's doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yep, and I totally agree. I think there's a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon because he's in the limelight right now that have no care for Donald Trump or his soul.
Right.
I think they just want to be put in the limelight, and I think those people, and I know the fact, those people are a danger to any man because they're doing it out of selfish means. It's about them, not Donald. If they really love Donald, where he does err, we know that Scripture tells us in the book of Timothy, Joe, that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instructions in righteousness. I'll tell you what, I would love them enough to tell them the truth, regardless if anybody else wanted to, because you know as well as I do, if Donald had the truth, he would say it, like it or not. And I'll tell you what, people like that, they will respect someone that gives.
Hey, don't go far. Bradley Dean joins me in the next hour as well. I mean, the next segment. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back. This is The Real Side on GCN. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm going to jump right back into it. You know, we're talking about the this election. From a biblical perspective, from somebody who's got a lot more energy and a lot more knowledge than I do. With me today is the host of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Bradley. I really, truly, brother, I enjoy having you on. We move at the same pace, and you keep me on it. Iron sharpens iron, and I'm definitely getting sharpened this morning.
Amen, and I appreciate that. I really do, Joe.
So Donald.
Vice versa.
We got. Thank you. I appreciate that. Donald has come out and actually even said that he, you know, he's getting to know the lay of the land when it comes to Christianity and what have you. He says he loves evangelicals. And the reason he loves evangelicals so much is because they are sold out. They're excited. They really, at least the ones around him, they're stepping out on what they believe. And they're willing to act on what they believe. He's seeing it. And that makes me happy, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that should be expected from anybody. I mean, they're on the team. They love their country, and first of all, they love God and man enough to actually stand up and fight for their country because they realize that history teaches us that God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. So I praise God for them too, Joe.
You know, we had 20 million evangelicals stay home in the last race because they couldn't bring themselves to vote for a Mormon. And what is it? Obama won by just under 5 million votes, all right? Which is just sickening. What would you say to those evangelicals that are staying home simply because the guy is not a Christian or he's not walking properly, what have you? You know, and again, give me a second here, but we have two things going on here. We have a woman who says she's a Christian, but yet everyone of the things she talks about, steps on, and says she would support is 180 degrees from Christianity. We have another fellow that's a baby Christian, has not lived a Christian lifestyle up to this point. Are Christians in a dilemma here, or what? What would you say to them?
Well, if they knew the Word of God, then they're following the Christ, because He is the Word, John 1. Also keep in mind, Jesus said that he that saith that he they belong to Him, in so many words. They that say that they are of Him, they follow the Christ and they do the things that He did. But it also tells us, on the other hand, he that saith I know Him and keepeth not His commandments, 1 John 2, is a liar and the truth is not in him. So if we know the Word of God, we're going to be able to discern which one's lying and which one's not. And going back to the two candidates in front of us that we have right now, again, first of all, we got to go back to Matthew 7. It tells us we're to judge them by their fruit.
Right.
And we are to judge them by that and that alone.
I agree, but again, we have to, if you're going to vote for somebody, and you're looking at these candidates right now, we've, as Christians, we may have a dilemma, do we not?
Well, I think when I go back to Scripture, clearly, Joe, and this is where we might disagree, Gideon was told by God in Judges 6 to tear down his father's altars. And the first thing he did, and that's the establishment today. America, in this country, everybody's sick and tired of the establishment, which Hillary Clinton represents to a T. She is fighting on behalf of the establishment on both sides of the fence, both Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And once you tear down the father's altars, guess what's going to happen? The enemy is going to expose himself as to who they have actually been representing. I say, concerning what's going on in this country today, out of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither, said Charles Spurgeon. And when you look in Scripture, it tells us to do the same thing. I say be a part of the political process and tear down the establishment and grab the candidate that you really want. It's clear who the people want in this country. I feel like Samuel right now going on the behalf of Saul because the people wanted Saul. The people want Donald Trump. You can't make up what's going on across this country. You're seeing Trump signs everywhere in yards. You're seeing Hillary for prison with cages now in yards all over the country. So it's very real what we're seeing today. But the bottom line is my perspective, is get involved politically and tear down the establishment, and let's get our government back to where it serves the people rather than the people serving the government and special interest groups.
When I have what, and see this, I throw this stuff at you because I know how you'll attack it in a loving way, and you are with the word. When people say, I'm not going to go vote, it's ridiculous because, you know, God's going to do what he wants to do anyhow. And, you know, I have to, I really have to get into deep prayer at that point so I don't do any bodily harm to them. What would you say to them?
And I think that's exactly right. It's an excuse. It's an excuse that they've been hiding behind for 2,000 years. It's a lack of Christianity. Keep in mind, Joe, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And these people are a part of the problem. If they're not a part of the answer, they're a part of the problem. And these are the people that are, for the most part, saying there's nothing we can do about it. There's gloom, and they're called gloom and doomers. And the bottom line is they just want to be raptured from responsibility. But I got to give them a little insight in Scripture. You're not going to be raptured from anything. You're only hastening judgment upon your country and your posterity by sitting back and doing nothing and hiding behind the fact that you're telling people that you're praying about it.
Yeah, I always, you know, I did a piece. I got some nasty emails. I should forward them to you. You'll get a kick out of them. Where I said Christians needed to get off their knees and get to work. You know, I mean,
yep.
You look at all through the Old Testament, and God would say, get up and go. Get up and do. Go over here and do this. Okay? He didn't say, stay on your knees and pray, and I'll take care of it for you. And
that's right.
Yeah.
See, because, again, America has been taught to go ahead and sit back and do nothing because, after all, Joe, God is on his throne. Yes, he's on his throne, but he expects the church that claims that they belong to him to actually take heed, pay careful attention to the commandments, not the suggestions that have been given. And what is it? You know, it reminds me of what Hudson Taylor, the great missionary, said. He said, you know, people are looking at what's going on in this country right now saying this is just impossible. No, nothing can be further than the truth. We can right the wrongs. America, we have the freedom to right the wrongs, and God expects us and commands us to right the wrongs by keeping his commandments to establish judgment and righteousness and peace in the gates for our posterity. If we fail to do that, we're going to get the judgment that we so well deserve in this country. And the fact of the matter is, the good news is, we don't need a majority to prevail because God always uses a minority. And I know that there's people out there right now that believe as I do, and they trust God, because when you look in Scripture, Joe, God always used, he always magnified himself and showed himself off when the real church's back was up against the wall. That way he would be the one that would glory and no flesh would, and that's a good place to be. And I believe right now we have a great opportunity to prove the God of Israel through the apathy, because of the apathy of other men. What they leave off, I take responsibility, and I call upon God and say, Lord, I call on you. You said you would answer and show me great and mighty things, and I thank you for doing for me what you did throughout the ages, because you're not a respecter of persons, nor do you ever change, because you said I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I believe that.
Amen, brother. I'm with you on all of that. And here's what I tell my friends. I said, look, you say God is in control. God will make these things happen. But in Proverbs 29, God says, with the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. We got a lot of groaning going on today, number one. Number two is, what heathen is going to vote for a godly man? Who else is going to vote for a godly man? Seriously?
Yeah.
We've lost.
Well, I think the thing is we need to let our light shine right now, and regardless of 318.9 million people in this country, which happens to be the consensus right now concerning the population in the United States of America, I don't personally care if I'm the only one standing. When you read Psalm 27, David stood and he stood alone, and regardless of everybody else is with him, God and him are always in the majority, and John Knox was right when he stated that. But I think really what it comes down to, again, Joe, is the fact of the matter is that one – listen to this. There's 318.9 million people. I'm saying two different things here. There's 318.9 million people in this country. And those people that are standing back and doing a whole lot of nothing about what's going on in their country concerning them and their posterity, they need to keep in mind that they're capitulating. They're turning in the day of battle, Psalm 78, in the face of less than 1.7% of the population. That doesn't jive with me, and for some reason or another, I thought this was the country that that states these colors don't run. And the fact of the matter is we're seeing too many people making excuses, and really what they're doing is excusing themselves and their posterity out of the freedom that God has bestowed upon us. But we also need to keep in mind that that freedom that was given unto us, it wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. It was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And that's a heart of gratitude right there.
Yeah, you know what? We don't have enough time to get into it, but I'm going to make you get into it on the other side of break. Two things. One is, you know, we've got a bunch of our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ, or people who claim to be, who keep talking about, well, aren't we supposed to feed the poor? Aren't we supposed to feed the hungry? You know, and we do that through government. And I keep telling them, no, we don't through government, because then you become dependent on the government. We don't need a go-between.
That's right.
The only go-between we ever needed was Jesus Christ. That's it. We don't need the government to go to Jesus, to go to God. I mean, this is craziness. But we have people.
Well, what we're seeing today is we're seeing a welfare state, and people need to understand that this is a Saul Alinsky tactic.
You know, when we come back, we've got a final, the final segment with Bradley, and he's going to wrap it up for you, and you better be ready for it. If you're a Christian brother or sister, you better be ready for it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy. Easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
For P-150, P-150 GA, P-150 NY, P-150 OK, P-150 TN, C-250 A, C-250 E, C-250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Let's get right back into it with Bradley Dean, my guest tonight. Got a lot to say. The man knows a lot about the word, and he's not afraid to tell you. Bradley Dean joins me right now. He's the host of Sons of Liberty Radio, and I always, always, always love when he's on with me. Bradley, thanks for being with me.
Thank you again, Joe. I appreciate it, man.
All right, so before we get to what we were talking about, which is the poor and how we're supposed to take care of people, I want you to tell people quickly, give me a Reader's Digest, as they say. You work with youth all across the country. You travel all across the country speaking to our young people. And you know, if we've got some youth pastors and other people that are listening, I want them to know what you do and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, well, what we do is high school assemblies. I've done 364 of them in 24 different states. 99.8% of those high schools have been public schools. I only did two Christian high schools. And what we do is we talk about constitutional issues. We bring them back to true history. I basically take them back to 1962 and go before that and say, this is what dad and mom and grandpa and grandma and maybe some of our uncles and aunts have been taught in public schools through George Washington's farewell address. What we do is we take them through a plethora of topics, and then at the end of the program, which is about two and a half hours long, I begin to show them the price paid. When I show them the price paid for their freedoms, I don't have to beat them over the head concerning what they need to do to remain a free nation. See, the answer to America's dilemma is show them the price paid, Christ crucified, and what our veterans did in the natural for us. And when we do that, I'll tell you what, the younger generation wants to stand up and fight for what they died for. And that's exactly what we do in public schools. And it's a constitutional Christian message, and it's as Andrew Jackson rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's what it's all based off of. And we also have constitutional lawyers, teams, probably three teams across the country, where we've actually set three precedents, national precedents, letting the enemy know, no, we do have a right to give this message. We never lost the right, and nor are we ever going to give up our right to do so. So that's what we do. And as a matter of fact, we got another high school coming up, hopefully in California here. Cool. We'll see what happens in the up and coming months, but we'll keep you posted as they transpire, as those details transpire.
Bradley, we're you know, I'm on a trustee of the school board of a fairly large school district in Southern California, and we're responsible for 16 junior high and high schools. And every year, what I've had to do, because somebody, and it's usually an administrator, it's never a parent, somebody complains about the quote-unquote Christmas carols, okay? Silent Night, Joy to the World, that kind of stuff. So I have a copy of the ruling from the Supreme Court of these United States that say it is perfectly fine, legal, and okay to keep Christ in the Christmas carols, and I give that out. And I tell them.
You know, it goes a lot deeper than that. I mean, Americans need to understand they've never lost the right. They've only forfeited their right. I was doing a radio program out on the East Coast, and a guy started talking about how we're losing our rights. And I said, whoa, wait a second. In public schools, you never lost the right. You can do the same things you've always done. You've been scared away by the likes of the ACLU and other all seven of the atheists across the United States of America that don't want you to be talking about God in a public school. And I tell them, listen, you know as well as I do, Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. See, the problem is they came after us once, too, by the way, just once, and we took it back to them. And it's interesting what happens when they deal with people that actually know their rights and that are willing to fight.
No,
for some reason, they just go away. And see, that's what the problem is. There's too many capitulators today in this country, and we need to get back to knowing the Constitution, first the Word of God, and the Constitution, and taking it to the enemy, because we never lost the right, America. We never have.
No, and I tell you what, they come after me all the time for this thing. I can't, you know, I manage the mayor's prayer breakfast here in town, and they tell me you can't do that. You're an elected official. You know what? I haven't lost any of that. I wear, and you know my personality, so you know I'm not wearing it on my sleeve. I now have on my suit jacket, when I go to my board meetings, I have the Christian and the American flag on a lapel pin. And I've had people look and say, you can't wear that. I said, really? Show me where it says that.
That's right.
I'm not going to.
That's what they've been told, and that's what they're doing, is they're pushing the fear. It's not the fear of God, it's the fear of man, which paralyzes. See, the fear of God, when we fear God, we don't fear men. But if we fear men, then we don't fear God. And really what it comes down to, again, is just being confident in the Lord and that he would actually vindicate his word on our behalf. But again, he's looking for the church to do their job.
You have to trust him.
Just let me reiterate the point. I've done 360 schools across the country. Every time they've ever come out against us, we took it back to them and we won the day. We have three national precedents. And if you have any problems in California, I can tell you what, there's a whole lot of constitutional attorneys out there without you paying one dime that will take it to those that don't know the difference and set the record straight.
Yeah.
And by the way, PS posted script, that's exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah. Well, they do back down from the fight. They don't have it in them. And we've got We've got the power. I hate to sound cocky like that, but we have the power. We've already won, and we go hide in the corner. That's part of what I want to get to here. You know, you've brought up the word fear about 9 times, and most Christians are afraid. They're afraid for their friends to know what they stand for. They don't want to make it too uncomfortable at schools or what have you. Go back to your sufficiency. Who's your sufficiency? Is it the government? Because if you're getting a whole bunch of government help and you're standing in your polling, your booth there, and you're looking at your government check and you're looking at your ballot and you're a Christian, you shouldn't be looking at that ballot saying, oh, wow, man, if I vote for this person, I may lose this check. Well, either God's your sufficiency, he's not. You either trust him or you don't. That is a major dilemma in this country today, is it not?
No, it is. It totally is. Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider, first and foremost. Secondly, there's 2 dogs in a ring. They're set to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? The one that's going to win is the one that you feed the most. Who do you have your eyes fixed on? The author and the finisher of your faith, or fallen man and man's method, reprobate man's method? And that's really what it comes down to. Who do you have your eyes fixed upon? And I think, and I know as a fact, personally, God has tried and true in this ministry. Yep. Not one time can you find in Scripture, nor one time can me, my wife, or my children say that God has ever one time failed us. And furthermore, we need to understand that God is an enemy unto our enemies. He's made us more than conquerors. We're greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. So it again shows you who we're feeding upon. And it amazes me how people are so flippant about calling other people Christians, Joe. There are so many people out there in this country. 78% of the American people profess to be Christians. And I want to tell you firsthand experience. The higher I go up in the church, the more I see a lack of Christianity. And I see the compromise, and I see, you know, all this political PC talk going on. And we know what compromise is, right? Where 2 men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. And that's what we're seeing in this country today. And the fact of the matter is we have to get back to our first love. His name is Jesus Christ. And when we are truly born of the Spirit, John 3:3, we will overcome and we will understand what David went through by the power of the Holy Ghost when he went after Goliath. He didn't capitulate. He went after them. Well, Saul and his whole army were standing there allowing him to defy the armies of the living God. I want to tell you what. The spirit that I'm born of doesn't tolerate the defiance, and I'm sick and tired of it, and it's time that we pick up the rock and let the Lord guide us. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God.
Yeah,
and take it to me and win the day.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I was squirming in my chair at church, and my pastor actually said, without any preface, without anything else, he said, you know, it really doesn't matter who you vote for. And I'm telling you, it was like the horn, like the second coming was here, and I heard the horn blasts. And going, are you serious? And then when I came home, I heard 2 other pastors on TV say it. And I'm thinking to myself, if that isn't the most politically correct, non-trusting God statement I've ever heard in my life, and I don't even know what to do about it. I could have pelted him with scripture that said the opposite. But this is the mindset of these, as you just, you know, you brought that to me because you said, you know, it goes deep into the church. And you're right. What are they afraid of? What is wrong with these
people? Listen, when I do high schools, when I do colleges, when I do radio, when I do television, it's the church, the professed church in America that opposes me. They're the ones telling you can't cross lines between church and state. See, they don't, like the Pharisees, want you to uncover them, John 15, for what they leave undone. Well, I want to tell you something. The Holy Ghost is not going to be straightened. You cannot contain him or restrain him.
Nope.
He will have his way one way or another. And for you to sit here and tell me what you're hearing on television through these pastors, it shows you that they want to be in the pulpit. And keep in mind, Mariah Woodworth Etter, proving the point and clarifying my point here, those that want to be in the pulpit, they're not called of God. They're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be called to the pulpit, they're the ones that are called by God because they're being led by the Spirit of God. Read the end of John. Jesus said you're going to go whithersoever you don't want to go. And there's too many hirelings and scripturally too many whores in the pulpits today that have no business being in the pulpit.
Amen.
Whatsoever. They negotiate. They fraternize with the enemy. That's not what we're to walk in. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. Keep in mind, right before he said that, he said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Those pastors are a part of the problem right there.
I agree. All right. Just tell people where they can find you.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or you can go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also have Joe Messina there as a contributor. And, by the way, we appreciate it much. But, again, if you want to check us out, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And I appreciate your time, Bill, very much.
Oh, always leave it to Bradley Dean to help us end it on a great note. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more after the break. Don't go far. Professor calls the email gate an attack on women. They can't do anything wrong. We'll be back in a little bit.